We want to take this time to welcome you to this special occasion. We not only welcome the congregation, but also the family and friends of Dr. Saunders. And we welcome those who have come a long distance to be here tonight. We are welcoming as well some who are joining us tonight by the webcam. I don't know if this is the first time this has happened in one of our presbytery meetings, but it is a joy to have them join us tonight for this historic occasion. This is an historic and joyous occasion for the Toronto Free Presbyterian Church, as well as for Dr. Saunders and his family. It was just a few months ago we gathered together here to rejoice in the fruitful ministry of our brother, Dr. Frank McClellan, and now the Lord has raised up a man to take on that ministry, and this night the presbytery is here to install Dr. Saunders. We're also here to seek the Lord's face, that we would know that continued blessing throughout the ministry of our brother as he will labor in God's word. Let me first of all tell you those who are here representing the presbytery, and many of these men will have a part in the service. But first of all, let me speak concerning the elders who have gathered here tonight. You have obviously the elders from the Toronto Free Presbyterian Church, Howard Saunders, George Robinson, our brother Wilfie Brown, and James Frazier. Also, Paul C. Conjay has come from our church in Malvern, Pennsylvania. And then we have three of the elders from our Buffalo congregation, our brother Craig Moody, Dan Brendel, and Scott Overhoff. We have a good number of ministers here. You'll get to hear from each one of them, I believe, tonight. Obviously, Dr. McClellan is here. This is an historic occasion for him as well, as he sees his successor now come and take the ministry. We have Dr. Barrett, who's behind me. He's from Greenville, South Carolina. David Mook also is on the platform with me from Phoenix, Arizona. David McClellan, you know him. He is in Litchfield, New Hampshire, pastor there. Phil Owen coming up from Buffalo, New York. Reggie Kimbrough from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Our brother Reggie Cranston from Port Hope, Ontario. And then myself from Malvern. I'm Mark Allison. It's good to have you here tonight. We are expecting the Lord to come and crown this meeting with his presence. So let's begin our service by singing. We're going to turn tonight and sing the hymn, The Church's One Foundation. The Church's One Foundation, 221. And let's stand to sing 221. Standing, Reverend Reggie Cranston is going to come now and lead us in prayer.
Let us now unite our hearts together in prayer before the throne of grace. Let us all pray, Pray earnestly for God's blessing to rest upon this very special meeting tonight. Let us seek the Lord. Most gracious God and eternal Heavenly Father, we gather in this place of worship this evening, and we draw nigh to Thee at the throne of grace, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee, our Father, for Thy dear Son, the one who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. We bless Thee, our gracious God, for the one who is the builder of His church, and for that great promise that He has given, I will build My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And eternal God, we have come this night to worship Thee, and we pray that we might worship Thee in spirit and in truth. We pray, dear Lord, Thou will cleanse us from all our sins, that, O Lord, we might worship Thee this night with clean hands and a pure heart. And then, Lord, we want to thank Thee for the occasion that finds us gathered here this evening. We bless Thee, O God, that a man of God will be installed in this ministry here this evening. We thank Thee, Lord, for our brother Saunders. We praise Thee, Lord, for that great day when in grace Thou didst save this man. For that day, Lord, when he came from darkness into light, when he was brought from death into life eternal in Jesus Christ. And dear Lord, we thank Thee also for that day when in grace Thou didst call Thy child into full-time service. We bless Thee, our God and Father, for giving them the grace to obey that calling. And we praise Thee, Lord, for His ministry up until this evening. And we ask Thee, Lord, that from this night on, that, Lord, Thou will grant him a double portion of Thy blessing. We thank Thee, Lord, for the ministry of our brother McClelland over the past 31 years. And Lord, what Thou hast done here in this place, in the greater Toronto area. And our gracious Lord, we pray that indeed we'll be able to say the best has yet to be, and the end is not yet, praise the Lord. O God, undertake for Thy servant not only tonight, but in the days to come. May he know the anointing of the Spirit of God. May he know the fullness of Thy Spirit. And our gracious Lord, we pray that in this house many souls will be rescued. Many brands will be plucked from the burning. Many backsliders will be restored. And God's people will be built up on their most holy faith. O gracious God, answer prayer. Bless Thy servant and his dear wife and family. Lord, bless this meeting tonight and all who will take part. May they know the help of God. May they know the leading of the Holy Spirit. And even tonight, Lord, give a token for good. And even tonight, Lord, save some soul. We ask all these things in the Savior's name and for His eternal glory. Amen.
You may be seated. Reverend Phil Owen is going to come now and read to us from God's Word, and he'll be followed by the church choir led by Dr. Ruth Slade.
The reading is from the New Testament Scriptures, 2 Timothy chapter 4. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank the choir for that number tonight. At this point in our service, we're going to have greetings brought to us from the presbytery and our other churches at large. We're going to have Reggie Kimbrough come and bring greetings from the presbytery, as well as David McClelling bringing greetings from our churches. We're also happy to have tonight Dr. John McKnight here. He is the pastor of the Evangelical Methodist Church in Darlington, Maryland. He's a close friend of the Free Church. He's also the president of the American Council of Christian Churches. He will bring greetings to us as well. So if you men will come in that order, Reggie Kimbrough, David McClelling, and then John McKnight.
Well, it's my privilege tonight to be here and to represent our presbytery, to bring greetings not merely to our dear and beloved brother, but to the congregation as well, and we trust that we will all know the Lord's presence and seek that presence tonight as we gather together. I want to just share a couple verses from a book that we've already turned to. You'll not need to turn, and I trust they'll be familiar verses to you. But 2 Timothy chapter 2, the opening two verses. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. We are living, I trust it is not an unusual thought or a new thought to any of you, but I believe we are living in very difficult and trying and dark days for the people of God. And I think it's important for us to keep mindful of that. I was thinking this afternoon, the length of time that this has characterized the Lord's people, the length of time this has characterized the visible church. We've been so long without revival and in need of revival that it's easy to somehow come to the thought that things must be normal. And yet they are not. Let us not grow weary of the need for faithful men to sound an alarm and to stand apart from so much that goes on in the visible church. And it's with joy that I am able to say that the man you've called to be your minister, I believe very much to be a faithful man. And it's interesting, even as you look at that text and the occasion that brings us here tonight, that there are four generations of faithful ministry noted in the text. The apostle himself representing one, his charge to Timothy representing another. Timothy then charged to work with faithful men, the third generation, and then those men being able to teach others also. And so we see that, as it's said in the scriptures, the Lord does not leave himself without witness. And I'm grateful, and I know I speak for the rest of our presbytery, to stand with the faithful man that is our brother, Dr. Saunders. And our brother, I just, from all of our men, share with you tonight what I trust you know, that our prayers and our hearts are with you. Dr. Saunders has ministered with us for many years now. And we're thankful that in that respect, things do not change. But he also comes now to minister in a new capacity. And in that respect, our prayers are doubled for you and for the ministry here. And we trust that your prayers will be with your minister as well. I tell our people often, particularly as I leave twice a year for our minister's weeks of prayer, that it is a great privilege and responsibility for you as the people to pray for your minister. And in many ways, that for you should be a rather selfish prayer. You're praying for yourselves. The Lord's hand will be upon the one that has been given to minister the Lord's word to you. Our brother, our greetings are with you. I just say tonight, I appreciate so much your stand. Dr. Saunders, I believe, is exemplary in that he takes a strong stand for the truth, for the kingdom of God. And yet he's a very gracious man. I could just add from a personal perspective, as I need challenge very often from different directions, there's a particular area of challenge I feel the need of often, and that is on being a gentleman. And I have to say that of the men I have known for the many years now, your new minister stands exemplary in that regard, as a man of God and as a gentleman. There's a firmness and yet a softness, and that is a rare thing. And we thank the Lord for you, our brother. Do pray for us as a presbytery. The Lord will grant us such men. And our prayer for you, our brother, is that you will be that faithful man who will teach others also, that under your ministry there will be many more as yourself called of God from this place to go forth and serve, and perhaps even in the Lord's will serve with us in this presbytery.
Well, I am delighted to be here this evening with you on this occasion that is such an important time for this congregation and an occasion that is so meaningful to our family. I suppose my only regret is that my wife and family are not here with me, but in any case, I am delighted to be here and to speak on their behalf and also on the behalf of our congregation in New Hampshire. I suppose tonight, in some sense, is sad in that it is another reminder to me, at least as a son, that this event marks the completion of my father's formal ministry here in this pulpit. And yet I can share with you, I know that for many years now he has felt that his last responsibility or obligation to this congregation is to successfully pass the torch onto a man who will see the seed that has been planted over many years watered, and to see that torch held high. And I believe that this occasion tonight is an indication that God has answered my father's prayers, and he has given to this congregation a man after his own choosing. The first recollection I have of my brother-in-law, I was about 6 years of age. I was in the back seat of a car coming home from a service one evening. He had begun to date my sister Jill. The two of them were in the front. We had to pick up some groceries for an event that was to be held at my parents' home. I was in the back seat as a chaperone at 6 years of age. My sister got out to make a purchase, and on our way back, some inebriated man made a pass at her, and then I saw what later would become my brother-in-law step into action. And he stepped up on that occasion, and I will never forget, he defended the honor of my sister in a way that made him real big in my estimation. Well, as he defended the honor of my sister, I have learned since that with the same steadfastness he has defended the honor of my Savior and his God. And I stand with great delight tonight to rejoice with you as a congregation that God has given you a steadfast man. And if there's one word that sticks out in my mind regarding our brother's ministry, it is steadfastness. I remember him teaching me in Sunday school class. And who will forget the day that he came with that new perm? That's another story. I can remember well when I felt the Lord exercising my own heart to gospel ministry. It was on to my brother-in-law. I felt compelled to go and to share with him this burden. I had the privilege of sitting under then his teaching, returning back from Northern Ireland to sit here in Toronto. And you know as well as I that this is a steadfast man. But there's one other characteristic that sticks out in my mind, and that is he is a hard worker. If there's a man in the gospel that reminds me of him, it is Epaphroditus, who for the work of the Lord was well nigh unto death. For any of those of you who have been with him to Jamaica, you know that he's a hard worker. Then think of what you have as a minister. You've got a faithful man, and you've got a hard-working man. And surely those two things augur well for this congregation in the future. And so Jill and Larry, together, on behalf of Gina, myself, we love you, we support you, we are behind you, and we trust God will bless you richly, and we can assure you that we will pray with you, that God will give you all that you need to be his faithful servant here. I would echo the congratulations of my congregation to you. Many of my elders and congregation personally share their congratulations, and I want to share them with you. Paul talked about the care of all the churches. Well, I've got the letter of all the churches, and if I read them out in entirety, we'll be here for a long time. And so I'm going to give you an abridged greetings from many sources. Dear Dr. Saunders, greeting in our Savior's great name from the members of Let the Bible Speak Church in Little London. It was with great joy that the congregation here in Jamaica heard of your call to be the minister of Toronto Free Presbyterian Church. You've certainly endeared yourself to the hearts of the people here through your many visits to the mission and your interest in the work. Be assured of our support at the throne of grace as we cry to God for the power of the Holy Spirit upon your life and labors, your friend and servant, Paul Fitzsimons. Dear Larry, as you take up your ministry, may you especially know the assurance of the Lord's presence, power, and blessing. May the Lord bless you in this new responsibility. We will follow your labors with prayerful and loving interest in Christ, Ivan and Ann Foster. Dear Larry, I am sorry that Joan and I cannot be with you on this important occasion in your ministry and in the life of the congregation in Toronto. Our prayers and best wishes are with you and Jill as you enter on this new phase of your ministry. The church in Toronto has known great blessing in the past, but may the Lord richly bless you and use you to lead it to even greater experiences of His blessing than ever before. Yours in the bonds of the gospel, Alan and Joan Cairns. Dear Larry, greetings in the Savior's name from Heritage Free Presbyterian Church. Congratulations to you on this special night. I trust that this will be a memorable night as you begin a new phase in your gospel ministry there in Toronto. The foundation has been laid. The building continues. May God be pleased to grant the increase. Our love to you and your family, yours in Christ, Lee and Nicholas Sterrett. Dear Larry, on behalf of all the staff and students of the Whitfield College of the Bible and members of the presbytery, we wish to express our good wishes to you on this new phase of your ministry in Toronto Free Presbyterian Church. We have pleasant memories of the past and are thankful for the time you spent in the classes of the college here those many years ago. We pray that you may have the unction of God for the work. The cry of our heart for our time is, let thy word flourish in the congregation and in the neighborhood. Larry, throughout your entire ministry, preach the book, the blood, and the blessed hope. We pray that this night of your installation will, without doubt, have the seal of God upon it. Yours in Christ, Reverend John Douglas. Dear Larry, on this solemn yet joyous occasion of your induction into the pulpit ministry of Toronto Free Presbyterian Church, I would like to extend to you my hearty congratulations. Your friendship over the years has been most encouraging and deeply appreciated. The Bible you and Jill presented me with in 1986 before entering the Whitfield College of the Bible is the one I still use and hold dear. On the inside cover you wrote, as you go into full-time service, our prayer is that God will mightily use you for His glory. That would be the prayer of Thelma and I now for you as you become pastor of the Toronto congregation. Your brother and friend in Christ, Kevin MacLeod. Dear Larry, I am delighted that he has been chosen to lead the work in Toronto. Ever since we first met, I have admired him and respected him. He has been a true friend and a brother in Christ, and on the too few occasions when we have traveled together, I have really enjoyed his company and his fellowship. He is truly a man of God who loves the Lord and the Lord's work and the Lord's people. His work in the school is testament to his ability and his dedication, and I know he will do well as he takes on the mantle of the ministry of the gospel in Toronto. May the Lord richly bless him and his family, and especially my beloved niece Jill, regards in Christ, Uncle James. Dear brother in Christ, it is with choice Christian greetings that I write on this special day of your life. We rejoice in the providence of God and its investment in your life and calling. I trust and pray that this day of installation as pastor of the Toronto Free Presbyterian Church will be accompanied by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Please give our kindest regards to your dear wife. May this day be a precious time for her as well. In His Majesty's service, Dr. H.T. Spence. Greetings from Trinity Free Presbyterian Church in Trinity, Alabama. We rejoice with you, our sister congregation in Toronto, on this historic occasion of the installation of Dr. Saunders to be your new pastor. Please be assured of our love, friendship, and prayers for you at this special time. May you know much of the Lord's presence as you continue to raise a witness for Christ in that city. To Dr. Larry Saunders, from Reverend Graham and Jillian Middleton, We both wish you God's richest blessing on this memorable evening. We miss you and Jill's fellowship and would dearly love to be there. We trust that you will know much of the power of the Lord in your ministry. We pray that you will take much ground for the cause of Christ, not only in Toronto, but throughout Canada and North America in the coming days. Dear Dr. Saunders, we pray the Lord will graciously bless as the presbytery installs you as the senior pastor of Toronto Free Presbyterian Church. Be assured of our prayerful support from our Cloverdale congregation as you take up your work of pastoring the flock and preaching the word, yours in Christ, your servant, Reverend Ian Gallagher.
It is a great joy for me to bring greetings to you from the American Council of Christian Churches. The American Council of Christian Churches, for more than six decades, has endeavored to raise a voice for separatist biblical Christianity, the inerrancy and fallibility of Scripture here in North America. And it was a great blessing to the Council when the Free Presbyterian Church of North America became a part of the American Council. This congregation, being a body that has been instrumental in the establishment of other Free Presbyterian churches, has, by its pastor's participation in the American Council, been a very strong encouragement to all of us who are a part of that body. And so it is most appropriate that we should bring you greetings and congratulations on this special occasion when we celebrate a ministry God has established and nurtured here through the years, and celebrate also the promise of his faithfulness in days to come, a token of which is the provision of Dr. Larry Saunders to continue in the pastoral leadership here. It's wonderful to be with you tonight. It's always blessed to me personally to be among Free Presbyterian brethren, and I thank God for this opportunity to bring you greetings from the American Council. I was thinking of that verse in the prophet Jeremiah where the Spirit of God, through the prophet, calling unto the people of Israel, exhorted them to turn, and upon turning gave the promise, I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. I believe you have had a pastor after God's own heart, and it is evident from this congregation's health that he has fed you with knowledge and with understanding. And given the testimony already so conspicuous in Dr. Larry Saunders' life and ministry, which you have testified to, which many others have observed, the continuation of that ministry after God's own heart with knowledge and understanding is something we look forward to with great thanksgiving and great anticipation. Our prayers are with you. We are greatly encouraged by you. The Lord is using you outside the bounds of Toronto and Canada in ways which only eternity can measure. It is a joy to see the way he is doing this. It is a great blessing to be the recipient of that ministry personally and as a body of believers through the American Council of Christian Churches. It is our prayer that the under-shepherd God is now bringing here might, like our great good shepherd, be used of God to lead you to lie down in green pastures, to lead you beside still waters, to lead you in paths of righteousness for our Savior's sake. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, to be with you, bringing the divine rod and staff for your comfort, that your head might be anointed with the oil of the Spirit, and that you might know a table prepared before you in the presence of your enemies, and that God might use this man of God so that you, all the days of your life, know the goodness of the Lord and rejoice in anticipation of dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. How good the Lord is, and how good he is shown to be in providing pastors after his own heart. Amen.
We're going to sing again. If you take your program, you'll see the words for the song, We Face a Task Unfinished, and we'll sing all the stanzas that are in the program before you. You can remain seated as we sing this hymn, We Face a Task Unfinished. Dr. Larry Saunders come to the platform now, and our clerk of presbytery, Dr. Mike Barrett, will put to him the questions from the presbytery, and then he will sign the Confession of Faith and Book of Church Order as his confession, after which our moderator, Reverend David Mook, will lead us in prayer.
Dr. Saunders, do you believe the scriptures of the Old and the New Testaments to be the verbally inspired word of God, the only infallible rule of faith and practice?
I do.
Do you confess the Lord, Jehovah, as one God in the Trinity of his eternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And do you acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord?
I do.
Do you sincerely receive and believe the confession and constitution of this church as containing the system of doctrine and polity taught in the Word of God?
I do.
Are you firmly resolved through divine grace to adhere to the doctrine contained in these substandards and teach and defend it to the utmost of your power against all error?
I am.
The following are distinctive positions of doctrine and practice of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. A, the Christ-centered exposition of the Reformed faith with a strong commitment to evangelism. B, the centrality and all-sufficiency of the person and work of Christ in the preaching of the gospel. C, the doctrine of God's free justification of sinners by grace alone through faith alone, in the merits of Christ alone. D, separation from apostasy of the ecumenical movement, opposition to false charismatism, and steadfast adherence to the historic, Reformed, and Protestant faith. E, the personal separation of believers from worldliness in holiness unto the Lord. And F, the necessity of giving ourselves to earnest prayer for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit's power to make our service effective in glorifying to God and for genuine revival in our day. Do you sincerely embrace, and will you faithfully maintain these distinctive positions?
I do, and I will.
Are you now willing to assume the responsibilities of minister of Toronto Free Presbyterian Church, engaging to walk with exemplary piety and to be faithful and diligent in the exercise of all personal and private duties that become you as a Christian and a minister of Christ, as well as all the duties that pertain to this office?
I am.
Dr. Saunders will now sign the confessional standards of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America under the following formula. I believe the confessional substandards of this church to be founded on and agreeable to the Word of God, and as such I subscribe them as a confession of my own faith.
May we have all of our ordained ministers and elders who are present here, members of the presbytery, come to the platform, stand on either side here for the installation prayer. Would you come now, please? Will the congregation please stand? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the great King and only Head of the Church, we, the Presbytery of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, according to the authority that Christ has vested in us, do hereby install you, the Reverend Dr. Larry Saunders, as the minister of this congregation in Toronto, Ontario, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us all pray. Our gracious God and our eternal Father in heaven, we rejoice in the long series of providences that has brought us to this occasion this evening. We thank Thee, O Lord, for the testimony that has been established here over these many years. And we thank Thee, O God, for the day when Thou didst bring our dear brother under the influence of this ministry through his family connections, and when Thou didst begin such a work in his heart as has brought him to this occasion tonight. O Lord, this is a testimony that even in this time of apostasy and compromise, Thou art still doing Thy work and advancing the cause of Thy kingdom. We rejoice tonight in the installation of one who has been saved by Thy grace, one who has given testimony of that saving interest in the precious blood of our dear Savior. We thank Thee for the installation of one who has given his life to the proclamation of that message and to the exaltation of that Savior. And, O Lord, we install him tonight with full confidence that Thou dost have a great purpose for him in the days to come in this congregation. We pray, O Lord, that Thou wilt indeed grant him to be anointed from on high with the power of the Holy Spirit. Grant that in this pulpit, week by week, he may know what it is to be helped from on high and to be enabled in the great task to which thou hast called him. O Lord, we pray thou wilt bless him in all of the responsibilities that are attendant upon him as a minister of the gospel. We pray that thou wilt bless him in his responsibilities in the presbytery as they carry on, and in every other contact that he has outside the presbytery by which to advance the cause of Jesus Christ. O Lord, we commit him unto thee and his wife and his children, and we pray, Father, that thou wilt bless them in abundance. Lord, we thank thee for the way in which thou hast sustained them through the past years of their labors for thee here. But Lord, we are convinced that from this night we are going to hear even greater things than we have ever thought to hear before. O Lord, anoint this man. Grant, Father, that he may be filled with thy Spirit's power. And O Lord, we pray that in the days to come, thou wilt cause through his ministry the church to be established, the kingdom of Christ to be advanced, and precious souls brought to faith in the only Savior. We ask these mercies in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Dr. Saunders, congratulations. We trust God will bless you in your work.